This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, it's 28 minutes to 8. Welcome back to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. So tonight, you're joined by Eleanor.
And Maddie. We haven't left. No one else has snuck in the meantime.
No, yeah, there's been no intense action sequences that you've missed. It's okay.
No one's knocking at the window, which is good because we're on the ninth floor.
Yeah, that would be a bit worrying.
Hey, Spider-Man, that you?
It's Deadpool. I hope it's Deadpool.
If Deadpool comes in, we'll put him on mic.
That's our promise to you as show host tonight. So we're here to talk. We're going to talk a little bit about queer media and queer people in media.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because one thing I've been thinking about is, especially in like children's media, we've talked a lot about how, oh my god, there was a gay couple in Good Luck Charlie and Frozen. Oaken totally had a family. But my thought, what I was thinking back on is in 2004, how there was on Play School. You know, when you go through one of the windows and there's a little thing about a kid's life and little girl was going to the amusement park with her mums. And the general public exploded.
Really? I don't remember this. I was a little bit young at the time, I think.
I was 14 and I did some Googling on this the other day. People were saying, well, if the ABC doesn't show, you know, alcoholism and drug use in showing diversity, why would they show same-sex parents? And no, because that's totally the same thing.
Obviously, yeah. The same-sex parents are terrible people, of course. We all know this.
Oh, yeah, clearly. Clearly the ABC is pushing an agenda, which is that young people, you know, people in same-sex families deserve to be treated, respected, and to be able to see themselves in the media.
Wow, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
that's some extreme claims you're making there, Maddie. You might need to settle down a bit.
It's only 2014. God.
No, that's an interesting point that you made, but the other thing that strikes me is, you know, media produced by the queer community. There's some really, if you browse, you know, news sources such as Star Observer and Same, you'll see that there tend to be a lot of trends. If you look carefully, there's a lot of focus on cis gay men, and there's a lot of focus on, you know, the culture around that, and a lot of focus on sex, which is interesting. Because it's kind of a different tone to other media.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if you go to a lot of JB Hi-Fis have a very small queer section, and they're mostly DVDs with shirtless dudes on the front cover.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a complicated issue because, to an extent, I can see why that's appropriate, you know, being that the community is bonded by a common sexuality. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot more to being queer than just, you know, sex.
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like sometimes the media doesn't do it, or at least our community's media doesn't do a very good job of portraying that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the most important things for me in queer media, I remember I was 15 years old because it was when I was in year 10, I was working at McDonald's. I was working at the McDonald's in a food court at a shopping centre. And right at the other end of the shopping centre, there was a specialist DVD shop. And I actually went in there and I psyched myself up. I'd been so nervous about it. And I pre-ordered a lesbian-themed film. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a Swedish movie. The English title is Show Me Love. It is incredibly cute. And I couldn't find it online because, one, it was 2005. Two, or 2006. Two, I was not very good at Googling at the time. And so I went and I ordered it in. And then it arrived when I'd been at work. And I remember, like, trudging down because it was a Friday. I'd been on my feet all day at school and then at work and was trudging down to the other end of the shopping centre going, but I'm going to have the movie in my hands soon. And I felt so brave because I'd ordered something with two girls on the cover and I hadn't been judged by the people in the shop, and got home and watched it like over and over again when my parents weren't in the room.
Oh, that's cute.
And it's like, that was a huge step for me.
Yeah. It's really important. If you don't realize like just how important it is to have that representation, just like if you don't feel alone, that's such a huge weight off your shoulders. I mean, that's something that Marco mentioned in her article on Star Observer about a week ago,
which was awesome.
Yeah, of course.
Love
you, Marco. We've already plugged that article, but the point I'm making here is If you feel alone, if you feel isolated, and if mainstream media is making you feel othered and, like, you know, almost like a freak, that's going to rub off really that's going to cause some really bad damage. And that's why representation, good accurate representation is really important, especially to youth.
Which is one reason that there has been a lot of progress lately. I love the fact that Orange is the New Black is very much in the public eye.
Oh, yeah, it gives me so much hope.
Honestly, Laverne Cox is probably Jesus.
Probably.
And so the fact that she is being given a platform to talk about her life and what's important.
And the T word.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you don't know about the T word, essentially Laverne Cox is helping produce a documentary that follows the lives of trans teenagers. And I haven't seen anything, but from what I've heard, it's looking really promising. It got aired in America recently. I haven't had the chance to take a look.
Essentially, we love Laverne Cox more than, you know, literally anyone.
Absolutely. But the thing is, like, Orange is the New Black, you know, half my school friends love it. Both my parents love it. It's just, it's amazing to see that show with, you know, really solid queer representation is gaining so much traction. It's really great to see.
And honestly,
that's what we need more of.
Honestly, I love the fact that queer media is now something that people can access through the mainstream rather than having to, you know, special order a DVD through a shop or anything like that. One of my favourite... when I was at uni, I studied a subject called gender and sexuality in children's literature, which clearly was the best thing ever. I found it and was like, that's my elective.
That's
I don't
my
care.
Elective.
And one of the books that we studied was called Tumble Turn by Doug McLeod, who's a fairly well-known Australian children's author. It was a middle years book, so written for about like ages 9 through 12, second half of primary school. And it was about a boy named Dom who was dealing with crushes on both like his female teacher, female neighbour, and his male best friend.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it was, you know, a book by a fairly prominent author that could be found in Kmart and things like that.
That's, that's something that I've always, it's something that's always lacking, I think, in queer media is bisexual representation. There's just never enough of it. There's, whether it's media produced, you know, in the queer community or media produced about queer people by, you know, cisgender heterosexual people. The topic of bisexuality is really glossed over, and a lot of people, I think, still don't believe that it exists because of that.
Yeah.
And the fact is, you know, sexuality is just, it's not that simple for a lot of people.
Like, there's not all that much queer media out there, and a lot of what there is dominated by white, cis, gay men who are honestly quite generic.
Or, you know, if they go beyond that, which is, you know, they fairly often do, but...
They try,
but, you know, the trouble there is that there just still isn't that wide range of diversity because the queer experience is such a diverse one. There are so many different people from so many different backgrounds, and that's something that I think really we could do a better job of capturing.
Yeah, absolutely, because people seem to think that having one thing that's a minority is enough. But hell, look at the two people in this room. You're trans and queer. I'm queer and disabled.
Yeah. And we're just two normal people, you know. It's not, we haven't gone to the ends of the earth to find, you know, specific
like the rest of the team,
people.
We have people who aren't white. We have, you know, we've got a few different demographics in here.
And also people from all different, you know, from family backgrounds and emotional backgrounds, you know, from their lives.
I'm a straight up nuclear family, but I think I'm in a minority.
There's such a wide range. And I think that's true for all kinds of groups of queer people, and you definitely don't need to look really hard to find them. So why is there not more representation of that in the
media?
Yeah,
like a brief plug here. One thing I really love about Joy is that this is a place where so many different...
Yeah.
Like, it's a melting pot. I found Joy when I was 17. I was in year 12. And I found the show. It was called Girl to Girl, I believe. And it was just two young lesbian women talking about their lives. Mm-hmm. And I listened religiously. I liked them on... You know, I followed them on Facebook. I followed their blog. And I texted in and I was thrilled when they replied to me. And it's like... That meant so much to me because these were people like me.
Exactly. People that you can relate to, and that's what's important.
It's like that Twitter hashtag, the girls like us.
Mm.
It's like representation of who you are, and that's what's the most important. Just so important Absolutely. To see that you can be you.
Yeah.
We're going to be back with Gay School right after this. Remember, we get a text.
Sexuality is good show, guys. Sexuality is fluid and complex. Exactly. And that's what needs to be captured a lot more in queer media, I think.
Absolutely.
Same with gender for a lot of people.
Definitely.
We're oversimplifying a lot of the time.
So if anyone does want to get in touch with us and join that last person in our hearts, it's 0427 Joy 949. On air at joy.org.au or hashtag Generation Next.
Or at GNJoy949. We'll be back after this.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.